Some of Ireland's hottest athletics talent will be on show against some of the world's best athletes next Friday. The reason why? It's the Letterkenny Athletic Club Sub 4 Minute Mile Challenge. It really is a big event, and hopefully there'll be a big crowd down to support it as we see top-class athletes, which, you know, we don't normally get in this part of the world, so hopefully everybody will make the most of the opportunity. Well, to talk about this big event, I'm joined in studio by Danny McDade, one of the organising committee and no stranger to Highland Radio and mention of athletics over the years, and also on the line, promoter Dara McDade. Dara, good afternoon.
Hello, Chris. Good afternoon to you.
Well, first of all, Danny, let's just a little bit of background. Letterkenny Athletic Club has come on leaps and bounds in recent years. There's the track named after your good self down there at the Aura Leisure Centre. Huge increase in numbers. Athletics locally and nationally on a real high. And, you know, this event, I suppose, is reflective of what's been happening in the local athletics world.
Absolutely. It goes back to this all started in the opening of the track in 2013. And it's an idea we had to do a sub-4 minute mile the first time in Donegal. And we didn't achieve it first year, but last year we achieved the, got the sub-4 minute mile by two athletes. And, you know, we just want to bring in international athletics, Letterkenny, seeing that we produced so many international athletes over the especially in recent years with the likes of Mark Enley's doing so well and a host of others. And we just want to bring international athletics to the town of Letterkenny. And, you know, that's what we keep trying to do.
Now, it's on a Friday. Any particular reason why you went for a Friday rather than maybe a Saturday or a Sunday? Evening time might suit a lot more people.
Yeah, well, it's it's 2 hours on a Friday evening. The reason was we tied in with Cork City Sports, and they're on Tuesday night, and we didn't want to run onto Saturday and Sunday, and getting in athletes in and out of the country at the weekends is more difficult. So that's why we went up for Friday night, and we give it a go to see how it pans out.
And worth pointing out, Danny, that you know, a number of these top athletes, they do tour around Europe and go to different sporting events during the summer months.
That's for that reason we have about maybe 20 coming from the Cork City Sports. They come directly, and you know, the only thing about it, we have to keep them from maybe Wednesday night until the Saturday, you know, so that costs us more. But if we get 20 good athletes, then we think it's worthwhile. Of course, nothing, you know, this couldn't happen without the generous sponsorship of local businesses and Athletics Ireland and Donegal County Council and numerous businesses in town here which sponsored the event. And without their help, it just couldn't be done, because it do cost a lot of money. But it's a good program. It's 2 hours non-stop excitement, and from 7 to 9, and it's only €5 and to go on the gate, and that includes a free program. And you know, so we have we're looking forward to Neighbours Athletics. Good, you know, it's sharp and fast, and you know, you're on there, you know, 6:37, and you're gone at 9 o'clock again, and hope, you know, see some of the world's some world class athletics.
Dara McDade, now the big event is the mile, of course, and we're looking at a field here which will feature a number of people who have broken that magical 4 minute barrier.
Yeah, I suppose when we initially started the event itself, we were very focused on, you know, getting the top class quality field for the mile, and you know, we were very lucky to have had been very successful last year with the first sub 4 minute mile in Donegal. Juan Luis Barrios of Mexico won the race in just dipping under it in 3:59, and there was another athlete as well, a Kenyan athlete, Vincent Mutai, who ran 3:59 as well. So this year's field is going to provide even more excitement this year. We have a host of athletes there who've already broken the 4 minute mile. And you know, I suppose the big thing for us is if we can get the crowd along on the night, and you know, to build an atmosphere for the athletes, to create a carnival-like atmosphere, it really pushes the athletes on. you know, there at the minute. We have athletes from the USA, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Denmark, Germany, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Scotland, Uganda, Switzerland, you know, so there are athletes coming from all over the world, and, you know, really, really top quality athletes. We've actually, you know, as I was saying there, we kind of focus on the mile event the first 2 years, but some of the other events have started to really, really fill up with world-class fields. The women's steeplechase is an event we're putting on for the first time this year. And, you know, the field that we're putting on is possibly one of the best fields in Europe this summer. We have seven or eight girls there who have personal best from 9:29 up to 9:50, which is really world-class running. And there are three Irish girls there at the minute who are very, very close to qualifying for the World Championships and the Olympics. Would be Kerry O'Flaherty, Michelle Finn, and also a local athlete as well, Anne-Marie McGlynn, will be making her debut in the steeplechase. And she has had such a great few years coming back to international athletics, and she'll be looking to put her mark on the event as well, you know. So it's very, very exciting in the steeplechase. Other athletes there, we have Juliet Checkwell from Uganda, who was ninth in the World Cross Country Championships, world-class athletes. We have Lenny Waite from Scotland, who competed in the Commonwealth Games. And then we have five Americans coming over for the steeplechase as well, who were all just fresh from the USA Championships last week. You know, so the women's 3,000 steeplechase is really turning out like it's going to be a really exciting race. And, you know, I'd urge anybody who would like to find out what a steeplechase is like, you know, at the level that those girls are competing at, it's going to be really, really exciting. You know, so that's the mile in the women's 3,000 steeplechase. You know, the action is going to be non-stop from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And just yesterday, we have a very exciting announcement. Just yesterday, we actually have a Zimbabwe sprinter, Gabriel Muvumburi, who's a PB of 9.98 seconds. So that's a sub-10 second 100 metres personal best. And, you know, it's not often you get a chance to see somebody who can run that fast. You know, running the sub-10 seconds really is world-class running. And in that field as well, in 100 metres, you have two other South Africans, another Zimbabwe athlete, an athlete from Namibia, and Philip Redrick from the USA. And they all have personal bests of between 10:27, 10:35, 10:43, you know, so they really are world-class athletes. So, and then, you know, a lot of the Irish athletes as well, you know, the likes of Craig Lynch in the 400 metres, he's going to be going up against another South African athlete, Armand Van Dale, and Richard Beardsall from England. Craig Lynch was part of the Irish team that went to the World Relays in the Bahamas back in March, and he'll be looking to do very, very well as well. And I suppose the local athletes, again, I've mentioned Anne-Marie McGlynn, but I suppose some of our middle distance stars as well, Danny Mooney and Rory Finnegan, you know, they've been looking very, very closely at trying to break the 4-minute mile in the last few years. And, you know, with the right route on the night, I think it's very, very achievable. And it would be a great thing for the Northwest to have those athletes involved, you know. So we're very, very lucky that we're getting to produce world-class athletics, you know, in Letterkenny, but we're even luckier to have, you know, local athletes to be able to compete with the best in the world.
Absolutely. Just bringing Danny back in. Danny, Dara mentioned there about the crowd and the support, and how much can that lift an athlete on the day?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial, you know, of the last lap or something when athletes are tired, and to get the crowd. And this year we intend bringing the barriers closer to the lanes where you'll be in on, you know, you'll be right up beside the athletes where they can bring in the barriers and to the fifth lane maybe, where to create more of an atmosphere. And, you know, it is crucial to athletes in the distance events in every, you know, when, like, I know the 100 metres is sort of flash, you know, but you do really get your teeth into the 800 mile 3,000 steeplechase. You know, people want to see excitement, you know, down at the water jump where there will be spells, you know, to pardon the pun, but you know, it's really exciting for to see the the competitors going through water jumps and continuing to race on, you know, so it's we're looking forward to great nights.
Dara, another of the, you mentioned some of the Letterkenny connections, some of the Donegal connections, the women's 200 metres race, Scotland's Diane Ramsay, she has connections here in the Northwest, and she'll be one of the people to look out for.
Absolutely. I suppose she was a girl that, she has a lot of family in Letterkenny, and you know, she made contact with me, and she said that she often comes over to Letterkenny and trains on the track at the Aura there, and you know, she was very, very keen to I suppose compete in front of family and friends in the Northwest, and you know, she's an up and coming athlete in Scotland. She's a 200-meter, 400-meter runner, and she's made you know, Great Britain junior teams at major championships, you know, so it'd be great for her family in the local area as well to get behind her. You know, she represents Scotland and Great Britain internationally in that, and that Women's 200 is really, really going to be a good event as well.
And it's not just track events. I mean, some of the spectators who will be coming along may never have seen high quality field events as well, the likes of javelin and long jump, and of course local girl Arlene Crossan. I mean, she'll be out to impress in front of the home crowd.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, the field events is a growing sport in Ireland. We're starting to, you know, really, really be able to compete internationally as well. And the javelin event there, which will be taking place in the middle of the track, we have Julian Lehmann from Switzerland and Joe Dunderdale from England. Joe has a personal best of 76 metres, you know. So if you can imagine throwing the javelin, you know, the javelin is more or less going to go the full length of the football pitch at the Aura Leisure Centre there. And there's a lot of local athletes there. Damien Crawford, who does a lot of coaching there in Strabane, has three or four athletes there. You know, the top guys in Ireland, Paddy McGrattan's bringing athletes down from North Down. You know, so when the Irish athletes see that there's international competition coming, they want to compete as well, because it's a great chance and opportunity that they don't have to go abroad for that as well, you know. And then the women's long jump too, Arlene Crossan there has been competing very, very well. And the meeting record stands at 6 metres 3 centimetres. It's actually Kelly Proper, who's competing internationally there at the minute, you know. So the field events is something that will be going on at the same time as the track events. And, you know, I think, as we kind of alluded to earlier there, that spectators, you know, when they come at 7 o'clock, they're not going to get a minute to catch their breath. It's going to be just non-stop action. You know, which is an exciting thing to see, that you know, world class athletics and Letterkenny.
And just to illustrate, you know, the scale of this event, we're talking in the region of a sort of 100 top class athletes.
Yeah, that would be around that. You know, we have 10 events there at the minute. You know, and you know, depending on different fields, and that some of the distance events would have up to 16, 17 athletes. Some of the field events might have 7 or 8, and the shorter sprints and that. Yeah, so roughly 100 athletes will be coming. Like, they're probably going to be maybe 30 to 40 of those athletes will be, you know, international athletes coming from all those different countries that we mentioned earlier. You know, so I suppose it's a big logistics exercise as well, looking after the athletes, you know, and having them around Letterkenny. But they're going to be around Letterkenny for a few days, so you know, if you spot a few people running very, very fastly up the main street, you'll know what's happening. You know,
Danny, just rounding things off, events like this just don't happen out of the blue. A huge amount of organisation, and great credit to everybody in Letterkenny Athletics Club and everybody who's come on board to assist you in this. It's quite an undertaking.
Of course, yeah, we've been working on this since November last year, actually, from, you know, from our event finished last year. We were looking towards this year, you know, and like I said earlier, without the support of local businesses that put their hard money, cash on the table for us, and Athletics Ireland, Donegal County Council, numerous sponsors in town that come on board with us each year, you know. So without that, and of course, you know, a big effort by the organising committee there, we've been working on it since November, and we try to take the best athletes that we can to Letterkenny, and money doesn't deter us. We we try to get them. But of course, we're, you know, there's big competition like this weekend alone. The European Under 23 Championships are on. The World Student Games are on. There's an athletics meet in Dublin. So, you know, you're competing all the time to get the best athletes possible. Yeah. And we've done that. And, you know, if they don't perform on the day, it's not Letty Kenny's athletic club's fault. You know, we do expect an exciting evening of athletics.
Indeed, you know, plenty to look forward to. And Letty Kenny very much on the athletics map. And, of course, we've got that Donegal Marathon and Half Marathon in August as well. So an awful lot happening locally.
Absolutely. Like Dara said, you won't get time to catch your breath. We don't get time to catch our breath as soon as this over. We are working on the marathon, and we'll be straight on to the organisation of that. And the, of course, the 15K, Danny did 15K on the 2nd of August. It's an in-between event. It's 15K, that's just over 9 miles, so it's a good pointer for people that want to do the half marathon, the marathon. So just hang in there with and watch out for the timetables for Letty Kenny athletic events. And while I'm here, I just want to wish all our juveniles that's in Tullamore today all the best at the National Juvenile Championships. And we have about a half a dozen down there today and tomorrow. So I want to wish them well.
Okay, and last word to Dara McDay. Just to recap, Dara, first race on this coming Friday at 7 o'clock. Just give us a brief rundown of the order of the races.
Yeah, we'll be looking at the kicking off at 7 o'clock with the men's 100 metres will be kicking us off first, and then followed by the women's steeplechase. We'll have some of the 400 metre events, then the 800 metres, and the field events will all be taking part at the same time as well. And then the big finale, I suppose, comes at 8:45, which will be the mile. Which I suppose we'll be building towards that at the end of it, you know. But I suppose it's a very packed together program. 7 o'clock, you know, get people to get along there. 6:30, get their places around the track, you know, and bring family and bring friends, and hopefully we get a nice night for it. And it'll be an evening to remember for athletics and sports fans in the Northwest.